all of us want to hear from the Lord. You don't hear until you learn the language. You know, when I married my redhead, I couldn't hear her, not really, until I learned her. Once I learned her, even if she didn't say it right, I knew what she was trying to say. That's what love does. Okay, I want to see the hand of every person in this room who's always said everything the right way. No one? Let's see the hand of everyone in the room that's ever said something the wrong way. All right? Now, here's the difference. If you don't know that person, that's a bad situation. But if you know that person, if I say something to Faith the wrong way, she says, you should have backed up, big boy. That's not going to work here. But if you had said it this way, I'd have heard it better. I know what you meant, but you need to learn how to hear. And the Lord says, the only way that we can learn how to hear his word is through faith. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by what? Let's look at it again. So then faith comes by hearing, and hearing, how do I learn to hear from God? I learn his language. I can't hear from God unless I have his language in me. That tells me that I'm serving a God of love. That tells me I'm serving a God of mercy and grace. Anybody besides me ever had the devil tell you God don't love you anymore? I mean, come on. I know I'm the only one. I'm the only one that's ever saying, doom, despair, and agony on me. Deep, dark depression, excessive misery. No hee-haw lovers in this room, I'm telling you. How many of you have never heard that song before? Well, you're more saved than I am, or you're just young. Because anybody, I think 98% of you knows the rest of the words of that song. Listen, I've sang it. We've all sang it. And the devil wants you to sing it because he wants to convince you that you are alone in your fight, that nobody gets you, and that God doesn't love you. But you know what stops me from believing that? I know a language, a love language to my God. I will not leave you nor forsake you, but I will go with you to the very ends of the world. I hear a God saying, yea, though you walk to the valley of the shadow of death, you'll fear no evil, for I am with you, my rod and my staff, they will comfort you. You have to understand the only way to really hear from God is to get his language inside of you. Hallelujah. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. I want to go to Nehemiah 8 real quick, because this is something that we do, but we don't always understand exactly how we do it and why we do it. How many of you ever heard a preacher say, can I get an amen? Listen, I've preached in churches I'd pay for an amen before. I mean, it's like I've offered money for a good amen. Nehemiah 8, Ezra opened the book in the sight of all the people, for he was standing above all the people. When he opened it, all the people stood, and Ezra blessed the Lord, the great God. Then all the people answered, amen, amen, while lifting up their hands. So this is the way they did it. Amen, amen. And they bowed their heads and worshiped the Lord God with their faces to the ground. Now, what a lot of people would tell you is that the word amen means let it be so. Some people say that that's the way to agree with the preacher. It's also a way to egg the preacher on, because I'm telling you, you get enough amens, you'll start breaking a sweat after that. So I'll just be honest with you. But the word amen is in the Bible 77 times. Isn't that interesting? 77. I don't have time to go in the prophetic layer there, but it's interesting the word amen is in the Bible 77 times. But in the Jewish language, it doesn't mean let it be so. This is what it means in the Jewish language. This is what they were saying in the book of Ezra. God the king is faithful, therefore it has to be so. That's what they're saying. It's not the same. It's not, I agree with you, preacher. Preach on, good brother. That's not what they're saying. They're saying, God, the king, is faithful. If his word said it, I believe it. Not because you said it, but I believe it because it's in the Bible. That's why I believe it, because God, the king, is faithful. Now can I hear anybody say amen? Amen. Let's do it this way. Amen. What you just said is God, the king, is faithful. Therefore, it has to be so. One of the strangest verses in the Bible is in Ecclesiastes 11:1. You know, some of the Bible is a little hard to understand, and this one is just weird. Let's be honest with you, until you understand it. Ecclesiastes 11 is describing a thunderstorm. In the middle of the thunderstorm, the writer of Ecclesiastes, Solomon, says, go out and cast bread in the ocean in the middle of the storm, and in a few days, go back and get it. It'll come right back to you. How many of you are buying that? I mean, come on. Go to Florida and try that. Write me a letter. Send me a postcard. Tell me how that worked out for you. Wait on a big hurricane. Go to Florida during hurricane season. Cast a loaf of bread and tell me what happens to it. First of all, it's going to get eaten. It's going to go away. We all know that can't happen. But he's not talking about bread. He's talking about the bread of life. What he is saying to us, metaphorically using bread, which is used, the Bible is spoken of as bread over and over and over all through the Bible. And Jesus confirmed it, saying that the Bible was the bread of life and that he was the bread of life. What he's saying is when you get a problem, get you a scripture, and you throw that scripture out in the middle of that storm, and you stand on it, and though the waves toss, you keep quoting your scripture, and though the lightning flashes, you keep quoting your scripture, and though the thunder roars, you keep quoting your scripture, and even when it looks like the sun's never going to come up again, you keep quoting your scripture, and you keep quoting your scripture. He said, because God is faithful, it will be so. In a few days, that word is going to come back to you. And you said, see, I knew God would come through when nobody else could come through. I knew God would come through.
Thank you so much for supporting our ministry. If this has blessed you, please say a prayer for us. And if you would like to give, we have four ways that you can do that. You can give online at briancutshaw.com. Or if you're a PayPal user, just PayPal us at Church Trainer. Or you can also give through the mail at P.O. Box 267, Georgetown, Tennessee 37336. Or if you're a Venmo user, you can Venmo us also at Church Trainer. Thank you, and God bless you, and may the Lord multiply your seed. Now back to Hope in the Word.
I told you about the Pentecostal Theological Seminary earlier. The president of that seminary, his name is Dr. Mike Baker. A few years ago, Dr. Baker was diagnosed with cancer. And he and his family went into fasting and praying. They have one daughter. Her name is Keisha. And Keisha went around their house and put scriptures all over the house. She put them in the mirrors. He would go to get a coffee cup, and there'd be scriptures in the coffee mugs and on the side of the cabinet. He would open his briefcase. She'd put scriptures all in his briefcase. And she put scriptures on the windshield and on his seat beside of him, went to his office, posted scriptures all over the place. And he said, you know, because it was his daughter, she said, Daddy, make me one promise. Every time you see one, say it out loud. All right, so he did it. He made her a promise. Every time he saw the scripture, he prayed, he said it out loud. They had already given him chemo. They had already given up on parts of this because it was a severe case. And then finally he goes back to the doctor after she's doing this, and the doctor says, well, I don't know what you've tried, but you need to keep doing it because your numbers are coming down, and we have no explanation for it. It's not what we're doing. We have no explanation. He said, what are you doing? He said, I'm quoting the Word of God all day long, everywhere I go. He said, well, I don't understand that kind of treatment, but you keep doing it. He kept doing it. He went back three more months, and the doctor said, I can't get this. I don't understand this. Are you still quoting the Word of God? Yes, I am. He said, well, come and see me in 3 months. He come back three more months. There's 6 months he did this. He comes back in 6 months, and the doctor said to him, Mike Baker, I don't get this. I have no explanation for this, but there is no trace of cancer in your body. You don't have to come back here again unless somebody sends you back to me. I don't know what you did, but whatever you did was better than chemotherapy. Whatever you did was better than the regimen that I was about to put you on. Because he says, and every time you hear him tell the story, he weeps and cries, because he said, there was only one thing that saved me. My daughter believed in the Word of God and got me to trust in the Word of God. And when I began to read the Word of God, it brought healing over my body. I know people that just put the Bible on, the people reading the Bible, we used to say cassette, but on CDs or whatever, podcasts, and just listen to the Word of God all day long because they're fighting the battle and want to be healed. Well, you can be healed and you can be set free because the Bible says in Deuteronomy 30, but the Word is very near you, even in your mouth and your heart, that you may do it. See, I have set before you today life and death and life and good and death and evil. I've set it before you, and whatever you speak out of your mouth. That's why Proverbs 18 and 21 says, the power of life and death are in the tongue. That is why Job 22 and 28 says, and you shall declare a thing, and it shall be established for you. Let's say that one together. And you shall declare a thing, and it shall be established for you. Say it one more time. And you shall declare a thing, and it shall be established for you. We are people of the book. We are soldiers with a sword. We are not beat down, forsaken, and hopeless, and stranded on an island somewhere. We are people of the book, and we worship the God of the book, and we serve the Messiah of the book, and we kneel at the cross of the book, and our faith is kindled by the truth of the book, and our lives are changed by the words of the book. What is this Bible? I understand when you hold your Bible, you might think you're holding a book, but according to the Word, it is bread in your mouth. It is a sword in your hand. It is a lamp in your feet. It is a lighthouse in your storm. It is medicine to the sick. It is comfort to the weary. It is strength in trouble. It is guidance on your journey of life. It is a well of living water springing up. This book is a road map to heaven. It's an instruction manual for life. It is a weapon against all evil. It is a confidence builder. It is a courage builder. It is a hope builder. It is a strength builder. This book can give you confirmation and affirmation. This book can give you the breath of God breathing inside of you. It is more than a bound book. It is alive. It is the comfort of the Holy Spirit. So I close my sermon tonight by telling you this. If you need a word, go to the book. If you can't find God, help me preach tonight. If you need a promise, go to the book. If you need a friend, if you need a victory, if you need direction, did you get it yet? If you need a protector, if you need an answer, if you need deliverance. Now you can't get weak on me now. I've been up here preaching this whole time. I need some soldiers right now that believe in the Word of God, that can declare the Word of God. I need some people that aren't ashamed of the Word of God. When you think it's over, when you need a healer, when you need a doctor, when you need a lawyer, when you need affirmation, when you need a new perspective, when you need a vision, when you need new hope, when you need new fire, when you need new wind, when you need fresh oil. Are you tired yet? Because the book is still working. When you need a fresh anointing, when you've lost your way, when you've lost your family, when you've lost your marriage, when you've lost your money, when you've lost your confidence, when you've lost your mind, when you've lost your memory, when you've lost your health, are you still ready to war with me tonight? When you've lost your mobility, when you've lost your passion, when you've lost your grip, when you've lost your creativity, when you've lost your leader, when you've lost your identity, when you've lost your language, when you've lost your power, when you've been let down, when you've been looked over, when you've been lied to, when you've been stared at, when you've been mocked, when you've been thrown out, when you've been persecuted, when you've been misunderstood. I need a few more people on your feet that believe the book still works. I need a few more people that can declare with me tonight, let hell come to my family. I'm not defenseless. I'll go to the book. If I need a sword, if I've been cast out, and when I'm broke, and when I'm sad, and when I'm bad, and when I'm mad, and when I'm scarred, and when I'm bruised, and when I'm shaken, and when I'm shunned, and when I'm shattered, and when I'm desperate, and when I'm disturbed, and when I'm sleepless, and when I'm helpless, and when I'm hopeless, because you can depend on the word of God, it can come through when nothing can come through. Put your foundation on the word. Put your hope on the word. Put your trust in the word. If it can change governments, it can change you. If it can change culture, it can change you. If it can change countries, it can change you. 15 minutes a day will change your life. If you can do one thing, what is that? That's all you gotta do. That's all you gotta do. Stay in the book. Stay in the battle. Don't give up. Put scriptures all over the wall if you have to. But put your trust in the Lord, and He will stand by you and stand with you and see you through. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
This program is brought to you by the partners of Brian Cutshaw and Church Trainer Ministries. Please help us pray that the Lord will continue to send us more partners so we can expand His kingdom around the world.